Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Roth. The new season of The Following is already underway, and the questions, of course, already on the books about where things are going this season. And the guy with the answers, series star Kevin Bacon. Plus, Alberto Del Rio was a WWE superstar for years. Now, he's part of Lucha Underground, but we'll find out exactly what got him there. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
It's season three for The Following, and fans and viewers want to know one thing. Where does it go from here? Best place to start to answer that question was to go to series star Kevin Bacon.
The second season was a similar idea, but it was all a mask. It was all a game that I was playing. It was a lie. I really was still the same guy, the same sort of obsessions. This season, I'm really, really trying to open up my heart and let people in, family, friends, lovers, you know. I'm willing to say that I need people. I'm willing to say that I can't exist as an island. And that's going to be a struggle, you know. I mean, what makes any kind of acting interesting to me is conflict and having, you know, the yin and the yang and two, you know, personality struggling against each other, and that's what we're going to see.
So after two seasons of being obsessed with serial killer Joe Carroll, where do we find Ryan Hardy this time?
Good, yeah, no, really, really happy, and I think that the differences between the beginning of the first season and the beginning of the second season is that being in a happier place and being, shaking off this kind of Joe Carroll obsession was something that he was only pretending at the beginning of last year. It was really a mask that he was wearing. But this year, he really is trying and open to the idea of letting lovers, friends, and family into his heart. And I think you'll see a lot more, like in the pilot, you'll see more teeth from me than you'll ever have seen, because I'm smiling, you know, and laughing and dancing, and so it's different. I mean, it doesn't last very long.
So from Kevin's perspective, any thoughts on where he thinks his character might end up this season?
Well, you know, I wanted to play a heroic character, but I wanted to play a heroic character who was deeply flawed, who had struggles, who made mistakes, who has demons. That's, to me, is what makes heroes interesting, you know. And I think we'll see that continue. I mean, whether or not it catches up with him or not, you know, and how he gets past the Joe Carroll thing. And the other thing that I think is kind of, well, there's a few things. One thing that I lobbied hard for this year was I felt like there's a lot of bad choices made by me in terms of the way that I handle cases, taking the law into my own hands, killing people in a sometimes random sort of way. I wanted there to be some atonement for that, you know, and I wanted there to be blood on the hands. And I think they've done a really good job of, you know, bringing that to light, both in terms of being haunted by memories personally as a character, but also there's a congressional hearing about our methods and, trials and stuff like that. So I think getting past that, getting through that, all interesting stuff.
And what about Joe Carroll? For that answer, we went to executive producer Marcus Siega.
You'll see that it's going to continue to be a really compelling storyline. We just didn't want it to be Hannibal. We didn't want just Joe sitting in a cell helping Ryan figure out who was out there. And that was a big challenge for the writer's room. But we have two great new head writers, showrunners in the writer's room, Alexi Hawley and Brett Mahoney, who were on the show last year. And they've kind of cracked that for us.
The power of social media certainly can be credited for the success of the show the past two seasons. And that's something Kevin has been behind 100%.
It's one of the best parts of social media is to actually see responses. And you know, a lot of people are often afraid of it. And I certainly was kind of nervous about it. And when I first heard about it, I was like, there's no part of me that is A, interested in what anybody had for breakfast, or B, do I want to share that? That's like, I did not understand it at all, and was kind of late to the party. But the thing that I find about social media is that it is mostly supportive and informative, you know. It's mostly people saying, I like this, you know. I don't get, there's not a whole lot of, like, hate out there. And if it comes, you know, you can just block, and that's nice.
For a guy who began his career in the late 70s, I was curious for Kevin's take on how the business has changed in that time.
What I feel about entertainment is that it's changed so drastically in so many ways that certainly, you know, in the 40s and 50s, there was a complete shroud behind people who were, you know, whatever, cloaked or, you know, relationships, you know, all kinds of things. But entertainment is, even in the last 5 years, you know, where we get it, how we get it, what it looks like, it's changing so quickly that I almost hesitate to even comment on it. It's like I just kind of like sit here and just watch it go by and try my best to, you know, continue to do good work. And, you know,
I went back to Marcos to talk about character Mike Weston, played by Sean Ashmore.
Well, I think that was the plan was always to have him mirror Ryan. Even when the first time we meet him in the pilot, we planted a lot of seeds in what he was saying. He was talking about Ryan. And if you look back at that scene, he's kind of talking about himself. The great thing about Weston's character is that we left him with a lot of unfinished business. He does have the bloodlust for his father's killer. So that, I think the idea is, can he overcome that? Is he going to do the right thing or go down a darker path in order to get that done?
Sean Ashmore himself had a little more to add to that.
But we find Mike coming back to New York after leading a task force in South America to hunt down the considerable gray fortune. They're billionaires, which allowed them to sort of have all these hideaways and run from the law, escape countries. So we've sort of gotten on the track that we could shut down some of this funding in hopes that it will flush Mark Gray into the open. And that's all I want to do. I want to kill him. I want to get him. Mike still has this revenge journey that he's on. But we find him in a pretty dark place, coming back to the country. And then also, you know, unfortunately, there was this really nice relationship that started with Mike and Max, Ryan's niece, at the end of last season. And he made the decision to go and sort of left Max. And so they still have feelings for each other, but Max has moved on. It's been a year. She has a boyfriend, and Mike steps back into that, not really knowing what the situation is going to be and realizing that she's moved on. So there's still a spark between them, and we sort of, that's where we start, and we'll see where that relationship goes.
The new season of The Following, with new episodes every Monday on Fox, and see more right now at foxtv.com. So, what's happening in pop culture? Look for lots more digital content headed your way. Netflix has released premiere dates for a couple of their series, including a new season of Orange is the New Black that will debut on the streaming service in June, on the 12th to be exact, and the much-anticipated Wet Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp, begins in July and premieres on Netflix on July 17th. Meanwhile, AOL has its first long-form series called Connected. It's an adaptation of an Israeli factual show. It's sponsored by Sprint and is a docudrama that captures American life through the lives of six New Yorkers. Four episodes roll out every 2 weeks until the middle of May, and the first episode is available on AOL on the 31st of this month. Just a few days ago, everybody was talking about that gritty fan film reboot of Power Rangers. Now the guys behind that have done something with James Bond. It's a semi-animated reboot of Bond as to what would happen to him, at least in the Sean Connery version, a little later on in his career. Pretty interesting, but not quite as gritty as the Power Rangers, but you make that decision. We posted the feature for you right now at our website, GetThePointRadio.com. Jeremy Jordan, who you know from Glee, is the latest person to join the already overly large cast of the Supergirl pilot. He's playing a character who happens to have the same name as the Toyman character from the Superman mythology. No word yet on whether it's officially the Toyman. Dean Cain and Helen Slater were announced earlier last week as joining the cast in a role that producers say they're keeping top secret, but most fans feel will more than likely turn out to be Supergirl's Kryptonian parents. The pilot right now is under production at CBS. Are you tired of hearing about 50 Shades of Grey yet? Well, you may want to give one more chance to something called 50 Shades of Wayne. It's a mashup trailer between Batman and, yes, 50 Shades of Grey. Think about that for a moment. You can see the entire film right now. We got the trailer posted for you at GetThePointRadio.com.
The point.
For years, he was a top-rated superstar in the WWE, even holding the title belt for a while. But now Alberto Del Rio has become Alberto El Patron, embracing his rich Mexican heritage and bringing that to a new show called Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. I talked to Alberto about his career and the new show, but first, I had to find out about the WWE and what happened there.
WWE was fun at the beginning. I would say the first three years while I was there were fun. But then something happened, something changed in that company, and it was just not fun anymore. Everybody knows that I was really miserable for the last 2 years of my career in WWE. I was not, they were not letting me be me. And now I'm in a place where I can express myself and I can be me, the real Alberto. I don't have to pretend to be somebody else. And the fans are watching that and enjoying it.
Casual wrestling fans might not know about the rich history of luchador wrestling. I had Alberto fill us in.
Well, in my case, I'm a third generation wrestler. My family, wrestling is like the family business. My grandfather was a wrestler. My father, my uncles, and my and wrestling or lucha libre in Mexico is not just a sport. It's not just a show. It's part of our culture. The Mexican luchadores are the Mexican superheroes. They see you in a different way than the American fans see wrestlers.
So just who do we see on Lucha Underground?
Well, we have former WWE wrestlers in Lucha Underground, people like Johnny Mundo, who used to work in WWE as John Morrison, myself, and more surprises to come. We're gonna have other wrestlers joining Lucha Underground in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, and they're just gonna come and help the product to be good, to be better. It's amazing already, but they're gonna bring all their talent to help us be one of the most important wrestling companies in the world in less than 1 year.
Is the style of wrestling here different from what we're used to?
Yes. Lucha Underground has his own style. They combine the best from Mexican wrestling and the best from American wrestling. They give you the freedom to do pretty much whatever you want while you are in the ring. As long as you entertain the crowd, as long as you bring something good for all our audience, you have the freedom to be you and do whatever you want.
Of course, I know one of the big questions everybody always asks of talent like Alberto is, how do I get started in the business? How do I get into wrestling?
Well, it's just always the same. They're going to need to work really, really hard if they really want to join this business. But they have to remember something. They have to have fun. Wrestling should be fun all the time. And unfortunately, we have places stealing all the fun from wrestling. If they want to be wrestlers, they have to make sure that they have fun every single day they're doing it.
ElRayNetwork.com has a lot more on Alberto and Lucha Underground, and see more new episodes every Wednesday on the El Rey Network. That's it for now. We're back in a few days, and we'll take a look at Dig, the new miniseries from the guys who did both Heroes and Homeland, and it hits USA in just a few days. That and more will turn up on websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory. Keep up with us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under The Point Radio, and we'll see you back here in a few days.
Get the-